You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mix.
World's finest, man.
Good morning, Las Vegas, all my sports bettors around the world. It is time to get the crease. JP the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express back at you live. I've got some cohorts on the line with me bringing you that cash back. You know who I'm talking about. My main man, Scotty Beam-Em-Up-Webb from the East Coast Sports Investors and MLB-Daily.com. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing?
Hey, brother. It's a fun day, man. It's a good day to be out here. I'm ready to go.
Yesterday, you were hot on the line, told us to take the run totals for the New York Yankees to put cash in your pocket. And look what you did. Locking and loading with you. Also got Jeff Dawson, CEO, East Coast Sports Investors, on the line back again this morning. He gave another breakdown yesterday, gave a prop bet that put cash in your pocket, the home run. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I still don't know if Devers Ball has come down, but it was great to give it out to all the sports listeners here yesterday. I'm ready to give out some more.
That's right. And these games are being brought to you by our friends over at Fubo TV. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. I'm going to be hooking you up 15% off. 7 days free. You can watch these games. We got the NBA on deck today. Yesterday, we also gave out that winner in the WNBA. Shout out the Chicago Sky getting that money line win for us. Major League Baseball, as we do every single Sunday here with Scotty Beam-Em-Up-Webb. Want to give a shout out to my main man, Daniel Cameron. He's on a sabbatical today, but he did give out the Oklahoma Thunder. I told you to buy those Mavericks to a dog, and they are heading to the Western Conference Finals. We're going to talk all about it when we get back from this short commercial break. So you keep it locked here with me, JB the Ticket, and Vegas Scoreboard Express. We're going to do one thing. Get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball. JB the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you that.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Is your dog suffering from a sensitive stomach? Hi, it's Kelly the Cookie Lady from Mooch's Munchies. Our dogs had super sensitive tummies, and I needed to find a low-fat treat that wouldn't give them gas or other issues. Most of the treats on the market were loaded with fillers, chemicals, and chicken fat. Many of them weren't even food. Well, I knew I could do better, so I developed Mooch's Munchies, and I'm happy to be able to share them with you. Stop by our store or our website, moochesmunchies.com, and find out why we say that Mooch's Munchies are totally pawsome.
The London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu is the perfect place to vacation in style. Their beautifully designed suites include stunning views, a kitchenette, and free Wi-Fi. The well-reviewed and affordable resort has tons of amenities, including a breakfast buffet, kids camp, a 9-hole golf course, 3 pools, a marina, boat tours, a water slide, and a great nightlife scene. London Bridge Resort is centrally located in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Go to londonbridgeresort.com to plan your getaway today. London Bridge Resort, your Arizona oasis destination.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
You are rocking with the hottest. Put your hands up for the boss. The Mixmaster is live. Get ready.
You're listening to the boss of the big boys. Vegas scoreboard and break.
Don't you know if I got a plan. I know the direction. The lay of the land. The spotlight. The back of my head. The mother boys. I don't give a damn. I'm the man.
Giving you that grief.
That's right, I'm the man, and when I come around, nothing can break me down. You know what time it is. Vegas Scoreboard Express, JP the Ticket, live here at KSHB, 107.1 FM, AM 1400. I got him on the line with me, Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, Scotty Beam'em-Up Web from MLB-Daily.com, and I'm going to be having him stop by the studio, Daryl Harris from KLAS CBS 8 here in Las Vegas. He's going to be coming on live here in studio in a couple of minutes. But guys, let's talk about something that happened last night in the world of boxing. Oleksandr Usyk unified the heavyweight championship by beating Tyson Fury. You guys know I'm not a big fan of Tyson Fury. He looked like Homer Simpson getting knocked out in there last night, man. He didn't go down. But shout out to Oleksandr Usyk. And we'll talk a little bit about this more with Daryl Harris. He's more into the fight sports, but I just wanted to throw this over to you, Jeff Dawson. When you took a look at this boxing match, Usyk was about a plus 300 underdog, and I'm looking at the picture right now on Yahoo Sports. I'm telling you, left hand across the jaw to Tyson Fury, put him in another dimension. Jeff Dawson, I know you're into the fight game. You and Pop DiBiase, again, rest in peace, the late great Pop DiBiase. Prime Wave Media Group. You know, I might have to buy that brand, man. You know, just bring it back just for all that boxing content. He had the greatest interviews with all of these guys over the last 10, 15 years. Again, you can still find him on YouTube. Just search Pop DiBiase Prime Wave Media Group. Again, rest in peace to our great friend. But let's talk a little bit about this boxing. I'll also throw you in on this as well, Scotty. Tyson Fury lost the belts, you know, costing people money. Is it over for him? Are they going to go by the way of the Klitschko brothers? Like, remember when you had those guys back in the mid-2000s? They were crushing everybody, had the titles, and then slowly lost them towards the end of their career. Do you think Tyson Fury now is in a position where he's going to try to get a rematch, or is he just going to ride off into the sunset as the former heavyweight gypsy champion? Go ahead.
It was funny. I wasn't watching the fight live. I saw the clip that you were talking about. I thought I was watching Rocky and Apollo Creed or Clubber Lang or Drago. I mean, he got hit around that whole ring three or four times, just wouldn't fall, and then the round ended. A fight where he was totally dominated, a split decision loses, comes right back and says, basically in a nutshell, he won the fight, and there will be a rematch in October. So, again, you know, I always talk to Pops about trying to get boxing off the mat to where we grew up in the 80s and the 90s. It's just not there. UFC has taken over that spotlight. But again, look for a rematch in October, JB.
There you go. Talking about that rematch. Just showed up in studio, my main man, Daryl Harris. He's getting himself together. Go ahead and get lined up, my friend. I'll get you ready to go. But going over to you, Scotty. When you saw that beatdown last night again, Tyson Fury looking like Homer Simpson in there. Bingo! I mean, it was bad. Daryl Harris, I'll go ahead and turn your mic on for a second here. Hang on. Scotty, your thoughts on that fight last night when you woke up and saw that Tyson Fury had gone down. What were you thinking?
Well, to be honest, JB, I probably haven't been in the fight game for a long, long time. So for me to give a proper diagnosis is not good, but I will say this. It's been a long time since the fight game has been even important. So I would love for these things to turn into something that has better dynamics and much better so that the fight game comes back. You know, the fight game has been it's been something of a judge's problem, and you know, a lot of gamblers aren't involved in it anymore.
There you go, man. Unfortunately. Going over to you, Daryl Harris. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning. You didn't bring little Bassy. Your presence is welcome here. Let's talk about this because you gave out a winner yesterday in the UFC, which we were just mentioning has taken over the combat sports fan base for the most part. But you look at Tyson Fury again. I'm staring at this picture on Yahoo Sports, guy. Remember when Homer Simpson was getting knocked out in that particular episode, man? Just hilarious, man. Just, you know, I mean, we didn't expect that to happen last night. What were your thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset because I lost some built up equity I had over the morning because I said, you know what? And it should have been a red flag that the line was so close to that it wasn't swayed heavily towards Fury. Because that meant that clearly some folks were interested in the underdog and his time is going to come sooner or later. And I just said, you know what? You get one of these guys, whether it's a Floyd Mayweather, whether it was Usman during his run at the welterweight Savage. Division in UFC, of guys where it's like, hey, don't doubt the champion, man. You're getting a chance to roll with the champion for not too far from even money. Just roll with the champion. Because the underdog has to, the challenger has to beat them decisively. And that's what happened yesterday. It was decisive. I thought going into the scorecards, there's no chance Fury won this. No chance. Kept hope alive because I had some pennies on it. But no. Shout out to Lerone Murphy, man. He took care of business unanimously over Edson Barbosa. A fight night yesterday. So that helped my pocket.
Yep. I saw that. You sent me that win yesterday. Moving along to the NBA playoffs, Western Conference Finals. They have an arrival, the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic. I told you yesterday, buy him back to the dog position. If you did that, you got paid. If you kept him at -4, well, you know. Thinking Uncle JP's not telling you the grease again. Going over to you, Jeff Dawson. We talked about this one again. Shout out my main man, Daniel Cameron, out in Sedona, Arizona. Beautiful weather out there, taking a hike this morning. But he did give out that loser. OKC said they were going to go money line. Didn't quite happen. So, Jeff Dawson, when you recognize that the Dallas Mavericks are where they are right now, shout out again to my folks down in the Dallas area. Flower Mound, Texas, always listening each and every weekend. Do you think Dallas, again, is for real? This is a team that if they come out and they continue to play hard and play basketball the way that they have been doing and using the veteran knowledge that they have, I think that Kyrie Irving, shockingly, has had a great influence on Luka Doncic. That young man was balling last night, and when you go into it, close game, players on the Mavericks stepping up. You look at the young guy there.
Lively.
No, he had the kid with that chick from the internet.
PJ.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. PJ Washington. Yeah. Uncle JB knows. Might not know that name because half of them on a milk carton. But anyway, go ahead, Jeff Dawson.
You know, we do a show once a week with Wager Wire on our channel at East Coast Sports Investors. And it's been about 7 weeks now, maybe even closer to 8 weeks. We saw the momentum building with Dallas, and we're holding a Dallas Mavericks just to win the West at 13-1. So I needed them to get by OKC. So now whether it's Minnesota or it's Denver, we're going to guarantee ourselves some pretty nice units here. You're 100% correct. When Kyrie minds his P's and Q's, he's one of the best players in the game. What he can do offensively, how he can create, how he can make other players better. Add Luka Doncic. They are definitely, whether it's Minnesota or Denver, I think they'd be actually favored over Minnesota. Denver will be favored against them. It'll be a heck of a series, but yes, they are alive and well, JB.
Jeff Dawson giving that breakdown. Going over to you, Scotty. You talked about it yesterday, the home court advantage in the NBA, putting cash in your pocket. You had to pay a premium, though, for the Mavericks. If you did do that, you were able to get paid on the money line, but I told you a better way to do it, buy the Mavericks down to the dog position. Only winning by one. Win by one, lose by none, get the money. Mavericks, 117-116. Again, shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder, though. Those young guys were balling. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you keep doing what you're doing, and you and Anthony Edwards, along with these other young guys, we're talking about Luka Doncic, some of your teammates down there in OKC, the tall kid there. Can't even think of his name either, but you guys are going to be superstars, man. I really enjoyed watching that game. But, Scotty, go ahead. The Mavericks, are they for real in the West coming out at that five seed? Go ahead.
Well, sure. I mean, I think that they have the potential to do good things. I don't think they have a good matchup though. If Denver moves forward, they're too big. You know, Denver's too big. So I think that Denver will move forward ahead of Dallas, but at the same time, you know, anytime you got guys that can shoot, especially for Dallas' side, I think that makes them live. But at the same time, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Luka Doncic had a triple-double yesterday, 29-10-10. Heading to this commercial break, throwing it over to you, Daryl Harris. Talk about these Dallas Mavericks. You're a big NBA guy. Yesterday, man, he showed me some tapes of him doing some high-flying windmill, dropping grease. Young kid can ball, man, but go ahead.
We'll get it back. I loved what I saw. I trusted Dallas. It was my best pick of the day yesterday. Money line, just because, hey, they're going to take care of this at home. They had won three of the previous four games after losing to game one, and they knew that they were better than them. They had a punch that they had to withstand. They fell down 17, I believe.
Yep.
And it didn't matter. We have to give a shout-out to the most important player of yesterday's game, the running rebel on the squad, Derrick Jones Jr., 20-plus, five-star athlete, hit big threes in the fourth quarter. But that's a team that knows each other. They trust each other. They had a fantastic record in close games. And I love them going against Denver. Denver's going to have a hard time defending them, especially when they're making shots. Perimeter defenders just looking ahead, sort of. But that was in the bag, in my opinion, yesterday. They took care of business. I loved it. Didn't lose confidence. Didn't lose faith.
I love it.
They're waiting for that smoke in the conference finals now.
There you go. When we get back from this short commercial break, guys, more with me, Jeff, Scotty, and Daryl in studio. Want to give a quick shout out to all the folks over at KLAS CBS 8 here in Las Vegas. I know you guys are going to be tuning in because your main man Daryl is on there. Shout out Ozzie Moore, everybody out there that rocks with me during the weekdays and listens over to my main man, TC Martin. Again, the Aces picked up those championship rings. TC was all on Instagram showing that bling bling. Quick shout outs around the board. Guys, tell everybody where they can find your picks and where they can follow you on the social media. Jeff Dawson, I'll start with you. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Head on over to EastCoastSportsInvestors.com. You can follow me on the Twitter, as Pops would say, at EC Sports Invest. Any questions, comments, concerns, send us an email to EastCoastSportsInvestors@gmail.com.
There you go. My main man, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Tell him where they can get your great baseball information, because that's what we're going to be dropping when we get back. Go ahead.
Yeah, you just go to the website. It's MLB-daily.com. Drop a lot of stuff on there every day. Sign up to get the free newsletter. It goes out all the time. And if you want premium type information and you want all the spreadsheets and data that I put out every day, just sign up and get the info.
Give me my money.
Daryl Harris, let's go to commercial break with you, brother.
Please go follow, subscribe, like, interact with D-Hoop University. That is my podcast. That is where we have great conversations around basketball. Our most recent episode was a full WNBA season preview coming off of ring night for the Aces. We also talked about that previously in depth, the Dallas Mavericks. We've been on this wave. Go over to D-Hoop University, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you are, if you are a Hoops fan or you want some insight, because we are watching these games and we are telling you what we see.
And that's the way we do it, JB, the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Keep it locked here with us, 107.1 FM and AM 1400 here in Las Vegas on your radio dial. And if you're driving around and heading over to that sports book, you don't want to miss it. Keep it locked. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Four.
In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. We salute those who have given their lives for our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
This salute is courtesy of Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, serving our area with quality and pride. For a fantastic meal, stop by 1331 West Warm Springs Road in Henderson or call them at 725-214-4140. That's 725-214-4140. Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, on the air, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free thanks to our brave.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Back at you live, JB, the Ticket in Vegas Scoreboard Express here in Las Vegas and around the world, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, you name it. Again, follow me on Instagram at JB the Ticket, but most importantly, support my websites, jbtheticket.com, vegasscoreboardexpress.com, and vsxdigitalsportsnetwork.com for all your corporate stuff and for your advertising needs. So guys, let's get into a little bit of baseball. Again, Scotty Beeman, Mup Webb, these games being brought to you by Fubo TV. That's right, Fubo TV. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. I'm giving you 15% off. 7 days absolutely free. I mean, guys, you're not going to beat this. No credit check, no deposit. You guys know locally here in Vegas, Cos Cable be tripping.
Unable to connect.
Not going to have those problems with Fubo TV. As long as you got an internet connection or some phone data available, you can watch these games. Again, sign up, download the app, and start watching them. So let's talk some baseball odds today. Again, we have been watching these guys play, and they have been costing us money, man. I don't know. The Boston Red Sox yesterday were a team that I really felt that they should have played a little bit better, okay? And when I saw everything coming down the line, I'm looking at the scores and I'm like, you know, I gave these guys a lot of grease. I'm pulling up the score right now and they lost to the Cardinals. What did I tell you guys could possibly happen? Oh, the Mets yesterday fought hard, fighting over there with the Marlins. I'm going to go over to you again, Scotty. We talked about this yesterday with the Cardinals possibly being able to play spoiler in St. Louis. The Red Sox, they got absolutely blown out. 7-2. It was an over. Mikolas did what he normally does. I told you, if he was able to get those bats cold, five innings pitched, two hits, one earned run, that was the death knell for the Boston Red Sox. And Jeff Dawson, I'll go to you after Scotty. But when you talk about the matchup today between these two guys, rotation number 927, minus 124 again, another road favorite from the bookmakers. Nick Pivetta's on the mound going up against rotation again, 928, the St. Louis Cardinals. I talked about this interleague play, how you can make money with teams not knowing when they go out of their particular conference or division. So, Matthew Liberatore, a left-hander. We know Boston can't hit left-handers. 8.5 is the run total. St. Louis is plus 106 on the money line. Let's get into it. Go ahead, Scotty, beam him up.
Yeah, what you're running into here is a weird spot because Pivetta is making his third start from being disabled there for a little while. He missed about a month. And Liberatore is a fill-in starter, so he's kind of filling in here as they're trying to figure out what they're doing with their pitch. He hasn't even pitched over four innings yet in the game. So you know, St. Louis is going to end up with a bullpen-type game, and I'm not sure exactly what you're going to get from Pivetta. His first time out was really bad. His second time out was halfway decent. So his metrics aren't that great. So the problem you run into here is where do you go and what do you do? And Boston currently is not hitting at all. Their offense is just gone to sleep. Boston is 19th on offense currently, and the Cardinals have woke up. Their offense is ranked number 2. They actually have 7 guys that are hitting, and you know, you got a lineup of 9 batters, so you can go pretty deep in their run. They actually don't have anybody that's really being a drag to them currently. So you run into the problem of you got good offense. Even if Pavetta's good today, how does he do against a good offense? And then you've got, you know, kind of an average pitcher and he's pitching against kind of an average offense. So I tend to think that this game's going to be, you know, real tight. It's going to be one of those games that it's really hard to predict who's going to win. They might have runs scored just because, you know, St. Louis is going to get their bullpen involved. Boston's bullpen's been pretty good as of late, so maybe there's an edge on the Boston side that way. I would say Boston's got the edge on the pitching. Obviously, the hitting is right now with St. Louis. Momentum is going with St. Louis. And you know, it's kind of the number's not so bad. You can get St. Louis as a home dog, so in terms of what it's going to cost you, it's probably a better bet to play St. Louis than it is to play the road favorite.
That's what I'm talking about. Going with that home dog, the St. Louis Cardinals. They should be able to get it done again today. Jeff Dawson, quickly, the Boston Red Sox. You heard Scotty talk about it. Their offense, it's not there. Decent pitching, decent bullpen, but if you can't score runs, again, losing yesterday 7-2 to the St. Louis Cardinals in this interleague matchup, do you think that it's valuable to go with St. Louis today again as that money line home dog? Go ahead.
You know, back in the old days, Scotty can attest to this. It used to be an autoplay when a team loses the first 2 games to jump in on them to avoid the sweep. Nowadays, in today's game, it doesn't matter if you've lost the first 2 or won the first 2. Overnight, St. Louis was a short favorite, you wake up this morning and the Red Sox are around a minus 122. As Scotty said, Pivetta on his third game since coming back and a bullpen game basically for the Cardinals. I'm about 45 minutes from Fenway Park. This team has fallen off the wayside. As Scott said, they can't hit right now. Their pitching is showing a few chinks in the armor, what got them to a good start. We did give out Devers' home run prop here yesterday. That's 4 games in a row. He is facing a lefty, so why not try, if he is in the lineup for 5 games in a row, with Devers with a home run here. And if I had to go against the grain, the ECSI VIPs yesterday, we gave out the Red Sox team total over 4.5 at plus money. I'll go back to the well again today to say the Red Sox get over 4.5 at plus 105 as well.
There you go. So we're talking about it again today. Let's move along. The Washington Nationals. This is one of the games that I had on my list yesterday. Let me bring it back up. We got the run line, plus 1.5. They weren't able to beat the Phillies, but we talked about their pitching, okay? You talk about Sanchez. Gore, he gave us 6 innings, 2 earned runs. He did everything that I needed him to do. But the Washington Nationals also could not connect with the ball. What is going on here? I was also watching a couple of games, and there were some outs called due to the pitcher or the batter not getting in the box, getting set fast enough. And then the ball comes in, strike three, game over. It was the Texas Rangers game. We'll talk about that one. But I want to throw this one over to you again, Jeff Dawson, staying here on the East Coast. The Phillies, they are a really strong team. Again, I told you the Nationals would keep it close. It was an under. We bought that up to a total of 8. Got it under at 7. But the Phillies at 33-14, do you think we're getting back to that Josh Howard days or whoever that kid was? I remember he was hitting a ton of home runs. He was their leader. It looks like the Phillies are going to be one of these teams that can really push if they don't melt down and have an opportunity to maybe go to that pennant series and maybe the World Series. Go ahead, Jeff.
Ryan Howard, the lefty for the
Phillies.
There
you go. Yes.
Yes. You know, it's funny, JB. We have been going now publicly for 9 years. We've said since day one, we call Sunday Quicksand Sunday. Expect the unexpected. And I was on your show last Sunday talking about the Phillies, and there's a big, big favorite, and they spit the bit and they lost. And today I'm looking at Aaron Nola today, -225 against Mr. Williams. Buyer beware again. The Phillies, you don't want to jump in front of this train. They are the team to beat currently, I think, in baseball. And in the National League, of course, you got the Braves and the Dodgers, but they're the best team, top to bottom right now. But I look at this, I went against it last week, and I'll do it again. I think that the Washington Nationals are a live dog barking here to steal the thunder, no pun intended there, on Sunday here, JB.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I took them yesterday in the run line. I'll do it again, see if I can get these guys dog position. Let's take a look at it again. When you go back to this team, the Washington Nationals, rotation number 901, +2.5 on the money line. Again, win by one, lose by none. If you're not scared, take them in the run line here. You talk about the run total going over to you, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb. And then I see you over there chomping at the bit, Darryl. I'm going to get into that L.A. Dodgers game in just a second here, the recap and then what they're doing on the line today. But do you think that total is live today to go over, or do we look at another under possibility here if the bats go cold? Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I think this is an underplay. Nola's off of a super, super game. I mean, he pitched a complete game shutout, and usually a pitcher, when they do that, their next timeout's not going to be nearly as sharp as that time. So I don't expect him to be as good as he was the time before, but Nola's a good pitcher, and the problem is Washington's offense isn't doing real well. The reality, though, is that Williams has made some changes. So he's got a new pitch, number one. And then number two, he has changed his pitch mix so that he has become very effective as a starting pitcher this year. Matter of fact, I think, let me look at my numbers real quick, but I'm pretty sure that in his starts this season, I think he's 7-1 when he goes. So let me look just to make sure. Williams, yep, 7-1. If you were to be betting on him on every game that he's pitched, you'd already have made $960 if you're betting $100 a ticket. So I don't mind, you know, Williams. I think he's doing really well. So as I sit here and talk about that, I think that what you're going to run into is it's Sunday, you know, like the catcher for the Phillies, Real Muto, he's not playing today. You know, they're resting him. So you got Stubbs that's going to play, and Stubbs can't hit. So you got one less hitter in the lineup. So I would say that this should be an unders type situation, not a whole bunch of runs.
Low price! I love it!
Taking the under in the game, taking that dog, run line, money line, however you want to do it. Let's get paid. Moving down along, Darryl Harris here in studio. We were talking about these guys yesterday, and it was postponed. The Padres and the Braves.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, wasted a lot of grease, but your Dodgers were able to pull out a home win, beating the Cincinnati Reds 4-0. Another team with over 30 wins, 31-17. It looks like the Dodgers spent all that money and are getting results. We look at what they're going to be trying to get done on the line today. Rotation number 910, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and some National League play today. Minus 166. Don't see a pitcher on the mound for them yet.
I've seen Yamamoto.
Okay. And then for Cincinnati, rotation number 909, plus 140. Hunter Green is on the mound for them. 19-27, 10-14 on the road. True dog here. Can the Dodgers, going over to you, Daryl, continue this winning streak over the Cincinnati Reds? Typically, when you get these questionable issues on the mound right before game time, you kind of worry a little bit. But go ahead. Your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I'm not too worried. Not too worried seeing that Yamamoto's listed now. He's 4-1 so far in the season. And I think context you have to keep in mind, you know, with teams that are heavily favored. This Dodgers roster is one that has been, you know, a lot of expectations piled up on them. And if they are going to live up to that and have one of these fantastic seasons, it's no reason to go away from them, even though that's, you know, it gets redundant. But they've had a 6-game win streak so far this season. They've had a 7-game win streak so far this season. They're in the middle of, I believe, 3 right now with a 3-game set against the Diamondbacks starting tomorrow. So they got some division opponents on tap. I don't think they're overlooking Cincinnati and taking this game off. And the mindset in that dugout, in that locker room, it's that we are better than our opponent. That's, you know, and when you trust, when you know you have an ace on the mound, everybody's empowered. So the run line's still just 1.5.
You're out!
I would lean towards the Dodgers again. And if you feel any kind of way, money line minus 175 is not too bad.
There you go. Scotty, beam him up. Webb, your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
Well, the Reds have a pretty good pitcher going today, and Hunter Green. Hunter Green is a guy that throws real hard, but he's started to contain that a little bit. I mean, he's prior to, you know, some of these young kids coming up this year, he's one of the guys that goes out and throws 100 miles an hour in a game. Now, he's kind of curtailed that because his problem was walks, and, you know, he couldn't control his pitches very well. I'm not sure who's going to be the pitcher yet. I know he said that Yamamoto is going to be on the mound, and I've seen that too, but I also know that the Dodgers called up Knack, London Knack. They called him out of a game last night. He didn't pitch to come up and possibly pitch today. So I don't know what their plan is. If it's Knack, I would be a lot more worrisome about what the number is. If it's Yamamoto, you know, Yamamoto is going to match up pretty good with Green. But I will tell you this, the Dodgers offense is not what it was, you know, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, the offense was, like, you know, they're scoring, you know, 6 runs a game, 7 runs a game and going crazy. And currently the way it's working, you know, the Dodgers are scoring 4.3 runs a game. Betts and Otani are the only ones hitting. Everybody else is not. You know, so when you think about where they're at, Max Muncy's now been put on the disabled list. So, you know, your team and the Dodgers, I mean, I love the Dodgers. They're so much fun to watch. But at the same time, you know, there's right times and wrong times to be on teams. I certainly would not be on them on the run line because that's too much. But I don't mind them, you know, if you're trying to figure out how to play them. You know, maybe a team total under or something like that, because right now, you know, maybe they get good pitching and they hold the other team down and they can win, you know, a 2-0 kind of game.
There you go. Talking about a short favorite should be rolled to a dog. Let's go back over to one of my teams I've been working with all year long on my tickets, and they've been getting me paid. Rotation number 925, the Milwaukee Brewers. Road dog today, plus 110. Colin Ray's on the mound. Heading out to some more interleague play, the Houston Astros. Again, they were able to get me a win yesterday beating these Astros. Let me pull that up for you here. 4-2. I told you guys, if you were on the website yesterday and you picked up the pick package, that that was one of the plays that I gave out. So the Milwaukee Brewers, going over to you, to Jeff Dawson, to keep you engaged here with the show before we take this short commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more of the NBA playoffs. We're going to finish out with that and then our best plays of the day. But we talk about it again, the Milwaukee Brewers, the interleague play. There's value in getting teams that normally don't play each other and running with that dog. You got Spencer Arrighetti on the mound today for Houston. Jeff Dawson, what are your thoughts? Give me about a minute and a half.
You know, I look at this game, and Scotty will attest to this, I'm not a big Ray fan for Milwaukee, but again, I've been bitten a few times going against him. Arrighetti started off slow on one of his first two starts, has been pitching better. It looks like the Astros' bats are slowly waking up. Had an overnight number of Astros minus 140 with a 9 under. Currently minus 130 with an 8.5 over. When I look at this pitching matchup, if I was to dive into this game, I think the first one to 5 wins this game. I like the over 8.5 here, JB, on this game.
He likes the over in this game. Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Quick thoughts on another matchup that I was looking at. Again, the New York Mets, National League yesterday, had a ton of problems with the Miami Marlins, who at 15-32 should have more wins. They're a fighting, scrappy team, just like a Marlin if you're going out in the ocean to fish for them. The Mets, rotation number 903. They've got Sean Manea on the mound, 20-25, starting to slide back into that under 500 position. Sixto Sanchez on the mound for Miami. Give me about a minute on this game. Do you think Miami at plus 124 is still barking as a dog? Go ahead.
I don't think they're good today, and that's because Manaea is a left-handed pitcher. So the Marlins have played 16 times against left-handed starters. They've won once. They're 1-15 against left-handed pitchers. So my opinion basically on this game is that you got to play Mets or nothing.
Right, you got to play the Mets or nothing. And for me, I'm going to stick with the over in this game. Over 19 runs scored yesterday between these two teams, and the Marlins pulling it out at home in the dog position, 10-9. So, guys, when we get back from the short commercial break, we're going to jump into the NBA. Daryl Harris is going to be breaking it down for us, telling you where to get the cash at in the double game 7. So you keep it locked here with me, JB, the Ticket in Vegas, Scoreboard Express. It's time to get that money.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Four. Giving you that grease.
It's time to wake up and win the weekend.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Ball, JP the Kicker. Giving you that grease.
Join me every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time for the live action on Vegas Scoreboard Express on KSHP 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Dive into the game day with my in-depth analysis, expert predictions, and winning plays from the sharpest minds in sports betting. It's more than just placing bets. It's about securing wins. Head over to jbtheticket.com and be sure to tune in to KSHP this weekend from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Time to ride the winning wave with VSX. Tune in and get your money back from the sports book. All money, all sports, no bull.
Missed the live show? Subscribe to Vegas Scoreboard Express on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and wherever you enjoy your favorite podcast and radio listening.
At the Bagel Cafe, the recipe is simple. Good food and generous portions. Family owned and operated since 1996, the Bagel Cafe is a unique restaurant where you can get anything your appetite desires. From a bagel and a schmear to piled high corned beef on homemade rye, fresh fruit platters and salads, or creamy New York cheesecake. Check them out at thebagelcafelv.com. The Bagel Cafe, where there's something delicious for everyone.
I hate
fire, more heat.
You're listening to the Boss of the Big Ball, JP the Kicker. Giving you that grease.
Vegas Scoreboard Express. That's right. I'm back at you live here in studio. JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. My main man, Daryl Harris, live in studio. Jeff Dawson, CEO, East Coast Sports Investors, on the line with me. And, of course, my main man on every Sunday, dropping those baseball grease for you, Scotty Beam 'Em Up Webb. So, guys, let's go ahead and get into it. The NBA playoffs are back on the line today. Two game sevens, Eastern Conference semifinals, Western Conference semifinals. Daryl Harris, we're going to start off with you. Got about 10 minutes left, guys. We're going to go over these two games and then give our best plays of the day. Rotation number 541, the Indiana Pacers, +3.5 on the road today in a dog position in New York. Rotation number 542, the New York Knicks. My hometown New York Knicks, man, you got to do something. -3.5. It couldn't even be that much more expensive on the money line, only -160. They're pricing this to get action at the book. New York Knicks at home today. Daryl Harris, what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
I must say, I'm worried for the Knicks. I'm worried for the Knicks today. The home team has won every game so far in the series. Home team has won every game. They're playing in the Garden today. It's game seven. I'm not too confident that they are going to win again at home. Now, Knicks fans, if you know it, you know, up and down ride the whole 2000s, last couple of decades. You unfortunately have had some bad moments more than the great ones. And today would suck to lose this game seven at home. But I think that this Indiana team is incredibly scrappy. You look at a team like them, they were unproven, yet they made the in-season tournament final, which we can scoff at, but they beat out every other team that was competing to try and get to that spot. They're a hungry team. They play with pace. They trust each other. Rick Carlisle is a fantastic coach. I'm worried about the injuries piling up for New York. You're going to play DiVincenzo 40-plus minutes. You're going to play Brunson 40-plus minutes. You're going to play Achiuwa 40-plus minutes. Indiana has 8 or 9 guys they can rely on. If some shots go down for Indiana, I see this going their way. Ultimately, Siakam's been incredible. He's a former champion. He knows what it's like. Nobody on this Knicks team has got it done yet in the NBA.
There you go. Daryl Harris dropping that grease. He's telling you, go with that road dog in the points. If you like Daryl Harris's play, I'd say get yourself a little bit insurance. Buy him up to +5.5. Jeff Dawson, your thoughts on this one quickly, getting into the final moments here of the show. Indiana Pacers, do you like them on the road today? This is game seven. Youth versus an injured team with an old cantankerous coach in the New York Knicks. But nothing like my hometown, New York. Our Madison Square Garden fans, nothing like being in the Garden. If you get an opportunity to become a legend in the Garden, today is the day. If you are a Knick and you happen to be on the floor, make a name for yourself. Jeff Dawson, go ahead.
We get to the best bets. I'm going to kind of cheat the system here. I think it's Sunday. It's game sevens. Obviously, anything can happen. But I like both home teams today. I don't want to worry about any kind of point spreads. So if you take the Knicks minus the 158 in the money line and you parlay that with Denver minus 185 in the money line, you get a +152. So, again, I don't have to worry about point spreads. I just have to worry about just win, baby. I think the Knicks Pacers, again, Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, Spike Lee, the potential to go face the Celtics on Tuesday. I think it's going to be a hard-fought battle. I'm going to go Team Villanova with Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart if he gets out there. I like the Knicks to eke out a win tonight.
He likes the Knicks to win by one, lose by none. Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Again, thank you so much for coming on the line today. Some quick thoughts on this NBA Pacers game. Then we're going to jump into that Denver Nuggets game. You have been talking about the home court advantage in the NBA. Does it hold up for the Knicks today with the team full of injuries and having to pull out a Willis Reed for everybody? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the only worrisome thing that I have about that game is that, you know, it's the NBA is a tough sport, man, and they beat each other up, and it's really rough. And my thought was exactly what Jeff just said. I mean, I like that play a lot, what he just said, and I think I will tag along with that.
There you go, telling you to take that home. Money line, win by one, lose by none. Got Daryl Harris sitting here shaking his head in the studio like, guys, I'm going with that road dog. I'm telling you. And in my opinion, again, the Pacers have a shooter's chance because they hit a lot of jump shots and they run up and down the floor. And if they can tire out enough of the Knicks players and maybe have another one of them go over on the sideline with some of those early game stomach cramps, I think that they have a good chance to keep it close, but it's going to be a hard-fought game because that New York crowd is going to be all up in their craw. Let's move to the Western Conference here. Rotation number 539, the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, they're trying to make something happen in the dog position today. +5, +165 on the money line. Going up against Nikola Jokic, who's itching to get to the Western Conference Finals and get up after that young man named Luka Doncic. It's going to be a Euro battle if they can get there. The Nuggets today, 5-4-0. Shout out to my main man, Jake Poppy from Pittsburgh. He's in Denver today. Game 7, VSX affiliate. Appreciate you for your contributions. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say next week from what you saw live at this game. But Daryl Harris, will start with you. Denver Nuggets -5 or too expensive at -195. Total is 198, an under 200 total today. I think that goes way over myself. But go ahead, your thoughts real quickly.
I am here. This is probably the most anticipated game for me this entire season. Two best words in sports, game 7. I have been wanting to see a moment from somebody in the one of these younger guys in this postseason. We cannot ignore the fact that this Minnesota Timberwolves team has disrespected the Nuggets multiple times this series. All three of their wins are by double digits. They're not afraid. They've had more success defending the Nuggets than the Nuggets have had success defending them. Anthony Edwards is averaging over 30 in this series. He wants that moment. He's here for it. He's probably lacing his shoes up right now. Can't wait for this game. It's going to be a fantastic game. I say take +5 Minnesota. Get a couple more is what you would do. Give them +7, +8, because they are not going easy into the night tonight.
There you go. I'm actually going to say buy them down to +2.
I like the money line as well.
If you like that money line, dog, Jeff Dawson, again, thank you so much for your contributions. You gave us your best plays of the day. Give me some quick thoughts on this Denver Nuggets. Got about 90 seconds for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Denver pulled the plug real quick on Friday night. They says we've seen enough. At one point down 40, defending champs saw what Mavericks did on their home court yesterday. Expect a full blown Murray Joker show. Hats off to Minnesota. Hell of a series, just like OKC. These two out in the West are going to cause a lot of havoc for years to come. It's the Joker show. Triple-double incoming. Look for Denver. I think they win by double digits today.
He likes the Denver Nuggets. He's telling you to buy him up the minus side to maybe -10 and get some real money line play on that. And then we're going to round it out. My main man, best baseball handicapper in America, Scotty Beam'em Up Webb, dropped a little bit of grease for you. Your thoughts, final thoughts on this Denver Nuggets game, then we'll go around the board quickly, 30 seconds, with our best plays of the day. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I think that I agree with what Daryl said. You know, like I agree that, you know, the Minnesota's played these guys really, really tough. My thought, though, is that this is not how this is going to end. You've got to beat the champs, and you're not going to beat the champs at home on their home court. It's not going to happen. So you're going to see them come out. You're going to see the best of what Denver has to offer. And I think what Jeff said is accurate. You know, they go and blow them out tonight. But that being said, I think you're going to see things. You know, the next series will be fun, and then you know. I think ultimately what we need to do is just get to a point where we watch Boston and Denver play and see how that goes.
There you go. We're going to talk about that. Got the NBA Finals in a couple more weeks. I see you chomping at the bit. And that's a wrap, guys. Vegas Scoreboard Express. We'll be back next week, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here, 107.1 FM, AM 1400 here in Las Vegas and around the world. iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, you name it. Quick shout out, best play of the day. 30 seconds each. Jeff Dawson, I'll go with you, and then we'll get out of here. Go ahead.
As I said a few minutes ago, Denver Knicks moneyline parlay will net you +152 at the window. And just a little fun here, Xander Schauffele, PGA champ, +222 at Circa to get his first major today.
There you go, Scotty. Beam him up, Webb. Best play of the day. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I think the best way to go today, this is going to sound silly, but I think you got to play Manoa today. You know, not that I really want to play Manoa, but I like Toronto over Tampa Bay. I don't think that I don't think that they're going to get swept by Tampa Bay, and Savali is fighting for his job to stay in the rotation. So I think this is a good spot for Toronto.
There you go. He's liking the Toronto Blue Jays. Darryl Harris, quick 10 seconds. Best play of the day, brother. Quick shout-outs as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got some WNBA for you. The Storm hosting the Washington Mystics today. Yesterday, I had – actually, it's the opposite. They're playing in Washington. Yesterday, I had success. First quarter bet, I took the Fever as – I took the Liberty over the Fever first quarter, and then I took Sparks underdogs first quarter. Storm are going to run the Mystics in the first quarter today.
There you go, guys. That's the best wrap. JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. I'll see you next week. Go to the website, jbtheticket.com. You heard the grease. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball. JB.